It's time now for the Hiawatha Red Hawk Coaches Show here on KNZA 103.9 FM. We start with the girls team as head coach Stacy Jasper joins us here for our Red Hawk locker room chat. And Stacy joining us here, they had an off night last night on Tuesday, so they're still enjoying the big win at home at the Roundhouse against Rossville going back to Friday. Scored 70 points in that one, Stacy. Had to feel good to get the big win in the Big East at home in front of your home crowd.
Yeah, that was it was a good game, a great win for us. The girls came out playing fast and confident, and like we talked earlier, we had a pretty big assignment with two of the top leading scorers in the state. But our girls were excited and came out and we got a big win.
Yeah, we've watched your team here, over the last few games. It's kind of been, we talked a little bit too about just the schedule and, getting back into the groove of things. You go into winter break with a tough loss to Silver Lake. You have 2 weeks off. You get a game in, and then you have the snow, and then you have a game on Friday. You get that big win, then you have a Tuesday off. I mean, it's kind of been tough to get into a rhythm. How do you feel like your team has responded, though, as you get to have another Big East matchup with Jeff West this Friday?
There's not much we can do about those types of things when it comes to weather. And, luckily we were able to get into the gym a couple of those days when we had all that snow. And then, to be honest, we welcomed a break last night. The girl, like we said, the girls played really hard on Friday, and it was a big 70-point game for us. So we wanted to reward them a little bit, and we took Monday off, and then, just to kind of have the bye week, that's been good for us to start prepping for these next few weeks. And we've got Jeff West on Friday, and, that'll be another tough road game for us. So hopefully we can get it done.
Yeah, it's a tough game, but at the same time, you look at their schedule and their records, and they've had a couple of tough outings as well. So you got to think, after a big win over Rossville, a game that you guys can go out and definitely pick up the W, and then you also follow that up with a matchup while the boys are playing in the Thunder Classic. You guys are taking on Perry Lecompton. So you guys have an opportunity here really to make some moves here in the Big East standings with a couple of wins or a couple of games at Jeff West and then at Perry Lecompton.
Yeah, that's definitely our goal. We've only got the two games here in the next 2 weeks, but, again, hopefully we've got enough, we've done our homework and can pick up a couple of wins and then head into our own tournament with a better record. But like, as you said, move up in the Big East standings, which we've all discovered is a very tough league. And really, you got to show up because it doesn't really matter each night who you're playing. It's just a real tough league.
Used to say that the Big Seven League was one of the, if not the toughest league in the state, and by far, I got to think that the Big East now has that title for sure in the state of Kansas. I want to give the opportunity here. You guys had a huge game against Rossville. You talked about shutting down their two best players. I want to give you the opportunity maybe to recognize any players that stood out in that game or have been stepping up at practice or anything over the last week or so.
Yeah, the great thing about Friday's game is, I'd like to say we shut down their players, but they still had 31 and 23.
Yeah.
But our girls, we had a couple. Honestly, it was a great team effort. We did have two top scorers. Kylie Nelson came out with 24 points, and Aaliyah Contreras had 19 points, and then Claire had 8, Addison had 9, Kinsey had 6, and Danny had 4. I think, one of the more impressive stat lines for us, our defense really carried us through that game. We had a couple of hot hands shooting wise, but as a team, we had 18 steals, about 18 assists, and we rebounded really well too. So those are the things that we need to continue to be able to do throughout the season to make sure that, we're successful when we're so undersized. So our defense needs to be scrappy, and I feel like we really achieved that Friday night too.
Yeah, very good. Well, you've got, like I said, a road game at Jeff West, and you guys have Perry Lecompton the next week, and then you get set to host the HIT coming up the week after that. Good luck to you guys, and we'll be checking in with you next week. All right, Stacey?
Okay, sounds great. Thanks, Seth.